Okay, guys, I'm sorry. I had to restart. Anyway, as you guys can tell, I'm not doing it on a Sunday. Because you guys remember when I told you how I fell asleep like that Sunday that night before my mom got home, and then I slept almost all night. By the time I woke up, I thought it's too late, and then I'm not gonna be home this weekend. And sometimes I get home late, so I don't wanna have to forget. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm sure you guys will like this idea too. Instead of doing my podcasts on Sundays, I'm going to do it on Thursday nights now. Only because that way I have the whole Sunday to relax. And not that this is relaxing, but like I can watch TV or listen to music or do what I want, you know. So today I'm gonna try to read 2 chapters of the joke book to you today. They're both 5 or 6 pages, so I'm sure we can get that done. If not, well, we can do it next Thursday. So here we go. Okay, this chapter is called Enigmatic Epigram. Horace, what is it that you can't see that's always before you? Future. Huh? I like that one. Harry, why is a balloon like a Lego? Larry, because it has no visible meaning and means of support. Why is Wilfred? A neighbor's child is something that stands halfway between an adult and a television screen. Dinner. Where's the chicken and this chicken pie? Water. Would you expect to find a dog in a dog biscuit? Wise Reddy, the trouble with a lot of us is that in trying times we stop trying. Randy, Why does a music teacher have to be a good teacher? Sandy, so I guess. Because she's a sound instructor. And why is... Irishman says leprechauns and the fairies are going the Meg. The magnates and the tycoons are coming, but there are still a few thoughtful people who prefer the little people to the pig people. Dumbledore figures it out. A raisin is worried grapes. Ebenezer says that punctuality is something that if you have it there usually isn't anybody around to appreciate it. Mrs. Gash, a having success is a baby that gets picked up. Arnie, why is a nobleman like a book? Because he has a title. Wild Bess says lazily, the people who keep saying they hope they're not intruding always are. Dumbledore, how many big men are born in this world? Right? Betty, none. Only small babies are born. Louis, what is the most dangerous vegetable to have on a yacht? Stung a beach. Andy, what bird is present at every meal? Sandy, the swallow. Frank, what makes the Tower of Pete? Of pizza. Hank, it never eats. So we are. Oh, guys, sorry. pieces. Pens. Yeah, okay. We have a few more pages. Okay. Do our wet books should be kept on top of the shelf? Cool. Tall stories. Mrs. Poor, what is it about coffee that keeps you awake? Mr. Poor, the high price. Why is a heart of a tree like a dog's tail? It is farther farthest from the bark. Sorry guys, I don't mean to yell it like that. I'm not trying to say it in a mean way. I just can't say that for some reason. Smart. What kind paper should I? What kind of paper should I use when I make my kite? I like fly paper. Mr. Fuss Budget complains that summer is the time of year when the highway authorities close the throughways and opens up the detours. Benny, why isn't your nose 12 inches long? Benny, if it was, it would be a frit. Kind of cool. Thought to love England is the best thing. To love and lose is the next best. Mrs. Chatter, some friends can get confirmed. Confides. A secret is something you tell to only one person at a time. Dapper Dan. A German. A German is a glutton dinner jacket. Huffy, what room has no walls, doors, or floors? A mushroom. Same sour. Water, what do you call this dish? Water. A mixed sour. Some sour mixed. Water. Yes, sir. Some of it's good and some of it's bad. old Adam. As you get older, you find that the best time for a cold shower is some other time. Two more jokes before the next chapter, guys. Sage Sally, running to escape. Success is getting up just one more time than you fall. Mayor Mompus has discovered that is when two people make a mistake and one person plays for you. Alexa, how much time do I have left?
You have 12 minutes left on your 30-minute timer.
Guys, I think I'm gonna stop because I do have some stories to tell you before we end this podcast. So we will be done with that for this book for today. But some of those were very short. I liked that. They're way better than last week. So this week I was on Young Dental at work, which is it's a job where, so there's like this thing called a funnel. It's like a big circle with, it's like, and it has a hole that I would put my bag around it, and the money from Misty would come up and jet and put the dental tools up a little higher and drop them into the funnel. It's hard to explain, but it would go in my bag. Well, it was so funny because yesterday I was doing that and I almost dropped my bag a few times. I caught it with my legs, I caught it with my hand and my knee, and it was so funny. I caught a dental tool because when she puts them in there sometimes, it'll get stuck. I don't know why, but it'll get stuck. So, anyway, when we pulled it out, one flew out there, and I caught it in my arm. It was so funny. We were all laughing. And then today, I almost dropped the bag, but I caught it. It was fun. But yeah, it was fun. Alexa, how much time do I have left?
You have 9 minutes and 30 seconds left on your 30-minute timer.
Oh my gosh, So, yesterday, I went to the park with a whole bunch of friends and my staff, and they had staff too. Well, it was funny because after the park, me and my staff went to the day program building, and so you guys remember me telling you how I would bounce my ball around the house? Well, this, what I did yesterday was I brought my ball and bounced it all on the day program building. I kept going up under a counter, under a table. It was so funny though. But yeah. I almost fell. Because, okay, when the ball bumps me, I think it wants me to go backwards. Or if it's bouncing toward me, not away from me. So, I went back up. Well, last night, it made me back up a whole lot. I thought I was by a couch or a chair or something. And then I hit him and I almost fell backwards. And I was like, whoa, ball. And my staff was like, it checked you. And I was like, not nice, ball. But yeah, it was so funny. And then my staff had to. My staff went in the restroom. She came out, the ball went in there, tried to go in the restroom. I was like, no ball. And she said, I can go in there, because she was just putting the paper towels in the thing. So, the ball went in there. It made me spin in circles. It was so funny, though. Alexa, how much time do I have left?
You have 6 minutes and 40 seconds left on your 30-minute timer.
What else? Guys, hold on. I'm gonna take a drink real quick.
The time is now 10 PM.
My alarm clock scared me. It's 10 PM and I jumped. Oh yeah, and then I bounced the ball at a day program building, and it went in a chair. It was so funny. And then my staff bounced it, and it went in a chair. It was so funny. Oh, here's a very funny story. So, okay. We just got to the program building last night, and the door was locked. My staff had to go get her key to the door. Well, it was so funny because, my staff was like, okay, I'm gonna put this right, I'm gonna put your ball right here by the door, okay? And I said, okay, hopefully it won't roll away, well, cause of the wind, you know. Well, she was like, oh, it'll be fine. Well, it as soon as she put it down, it rolled right past me, and she had to go chasing it. It was so funny. I was like, bad little ball. And it was in the back too. And it was like rolling away. But yeah, I was cracking up. Alexa, how much time do I have left?
You have 3 minutes and 30 seconds left on your 30-minute timer.
Okay. So, guys, yeah, it was fun telling you all these stories. Next week we'll be, oh yeah, I almost forgot to tell you the name of next ones. The next chapter is called Flying Fable or Fables. FOFOIBLES. I don't know how to say that. But yeah, that should be fun. So, yeah. I hope you all liked those jokes. You know what, guys? That was the best chapter ever. I thought those were very funny tonight. I liked that. Because I noticed some of them aren't really funny that much. But I hope you guys like them. So, yeah, I'll be back next week with more jokes for you guys. And hopefully we'll be finishing this book soon. I don't know though, I still have a lot of pages to go. So, I think what I almost wanna start doing, guys, is doing only a chapter a day. Well, only if we like too short, like 5 pages or 4 or 3 or 2. But I don't think it'll be 2 pages. Anyway, if they're very short, I could do 2. But like I said, today I had plenty of stories, so I couldn't keep reading. Well, I could have, but I wouldn't be able to tell you guys the stories. But I think what I might start doing, if you guys are okay with this, I'm sure you will though, is what I'm going to do is read a chapter a night. Even if the long ones, if they go over 30 minutes, that's okay. As long as I don't do it too late on Thursday nights, because I have work the next day. So I would have to do it early when my mom comes. And here's another reason why I wanted to do it on Thursdays. My mom usually does not work late on Thursdays. She literally shows off, or she'll get off at 4:30 or 5:30. So that's why I wanted to do it. Bye, guys. See you. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Add flag. Stop recording.